Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You, and we're so pleased to have you taking time out of your busy schedule today to join us. My name is Kim Brooks Miller of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Healthy Cells Magazine and your host. As we all know, planning for the future can be tough, or maybe you are working with a loved one or a parent right now in trying to help them to get into better housing or have care at home. And what about even like questions on health insurance or medications? Well, there are many resources available, but where does one start in collecting information and getting help? Well, today on Healthy You, we have a guest who will share information with us about the upcoming Senior Education Lifestyle Show and really what it is, and we're going to talk about it more in detail. It is a one-stop shop to get answers for your questions about planning or just lifestyle living here in Central Illinois. And our special guest today is Krista Jones, and I'll tell you what, she is a real dynamite, and Krista is one of the co-chairs and founder of the Senior Education Lifestyle Show, and in her professional life, she is the agency manager of Helping Hands Healthcare, so she really knows what she's talking about and who this is geared to. So welcome to the show, Krista.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, it's great for you to be here, and I know that you are so busy with your schedule. Now, before we really jump into the meat of things, share with us a little bit about what you do as an agency manager with Helping Hands Healthcare. And what is it, and how did you start to work with seniors?
Well, it's kind of a long story, Kim. The owner of the company, Karen Sedgwick, and I worked together, and we're co-workers at a hospital here in the local area. And her mother had gotten sick with cancer, and she had to take some FMLA, and I kind of volunteered to help her if she needed any help. We got to talking one day, and she's always wanted to open up her own business. So it was a long road, and she did talk me into it. So the company is out of East Peoria, Illinois. We are a locally owned company. We have been in business now for 6 years.
That's great.
The company is actually dedicated to her mom, Wanda Majors, and we started from the ground up.
That is really neat. And so is that how you got involved in working with seniors?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Now, I think it's amazing that you and Jessica Clark have worked to put this piece together of this Senior Education Lifestyle Show. How did the thought come about to create such an event?
Well, working out in the field and working with many seniors, I felt that this show came about because I felt that this day and age, the seniors had started to lose their choice in healthcare, long-term care, things like that. So we got together, and Karen and I actually came up with this, and we actually want to have it as an annual event. And Jessica and I were really close, of course. So I asked her if she would like to work with me. And so this is how the event came about. It was a little bit of research and work, but we felt that all seniors should have their choices in their own healthcare.
Right. And so now what exactly is the Senior Education Lifestyle Show?
The Senior Education Lifestyle Showcase is an event that all community can get together and find out information for their future health care, retirement living, long-term care, lifestyles that maybe that they'll be living in the future. I believe that it is a one-stop shop, Kim, where they can come and find out all the information that they need.
And you can really talk to people. It's not like you call into a place and you have to press buttons of, you know, if you're speaking English, press one, and then you never know when you're going to get somebody or not.
No, actually, and it's a great place to come because you can talk to people face to face. You know, you have that touch that you need that technology has gotten us all away from.
Exactly. So now the event is coming up Saturday, isn't it? July 25th?
Yes, Saturday, July 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Grand Ballroom at the Paradise Hotel in East Peoria.
Okay, great. So easy convenience for everybody to get to, free parking. And also, too, I think it's very accessible as far as wheelchairs, walkers, things like that, correct?
Yes, actually it is. And it has a great flow. We've had several people call and tell us what a great event it was because it was wheelchair accessible.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, does it cost anything to come to the event?
No, it's actually a free event. And that is why we've put this on and we want to keep it locally and annually so everybody can come. I don't feel that getting information for seniors should cost anybody anything.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. So now, do you need to register for the event?
No, there is no pre-registration. You actually can just come that day. And of course, everybody always shows up early, so we're prepared that they're going to show up early. We have a registration table at the event that they sign up for. Everybody gets put in for a drawing. So, you know, we do need everybody to register at the registration table.
Okay. So a drawing for what?
It's drawing for door prizes. And also, everybody, you know, at the end of the event, when they turn in their form, will get $10 free casino voucher. So I, you know, that draws seniors and that, you know, it's a fun afternoon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that would be very fun. Now, when you're talking about a form, is it like a rate sheet about the event or something like that?
It actually, yes, it is. Okay. And it actually is a little map. That way you can go to each vendor and talk to them in person. They will initial off that you've been to their booth, and that it does have to be completed to get your $10 free casino voucher.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when they go to each booth exhibitor, then the person at the booth will need to sign off. And not, you don't have to do this if you don't want to, but yet if you want to enjoy the casino bucks.
Yes, yeah, and actually, and it lets us know, too, what maybe we need to hit on next year. Mm-hmm. Because we do like to, you know, let the seniors and the baby boomers and the community decide on what we need to bring into the lifestyle showcase.
Right. Feedback is always good. And particularly if you want to have a successful event like yours is, and to keep it going, it's always good to know what are people looking for. And, you know, that's the neat thing is that you've really geared this show towards that. So let's talk a little bit about the event itself. Now, the event is about lifestyle and education, and it's really educating the public about what?
Well, one thing that we did find that, as we all know, Medicare does change. Medicare changes from year to year. So there will be vendors and booths there talking about Medicare if you have any kinds of questions about mm-hmm. that. Another thing that I run into a lot and I get a lot of phone calls on are from the siblings of their parents or even seniors themselves. Long-term care has come a long way. It really has.
Yes.
There are several changes. You know, when I was growing up and my grandmother had long-term care, it was either you use it or you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Today has changed. You know, there are several options on long-term care. And I truly believe everybody should at least learn what long-term care is.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being is because, you know, there's a lot more options to it. It's not just skilled nursing now mm-hmm. where they have to go into a nursing home. They do have home health umbrellas. They do have assisted living umbrellas too.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that if everybody comes to the show, you know, these are questions that people have or that people may not know about.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't have medical backgrounds, you know, and that's why that's one of the reasons that we have, you know, this annual event mm-hmm. for questions like that.
Right. Well, it's amazing to me how many people don't realize, like, what is assisted living or, you know, long-term care? What all does that entail? And I think the thing that's neat is that you've got people that will be there that will take the time to talk with you to answer these questions and share their information because they're the experts in that field.
Absolutely, Kim.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's really good. We are going to take a quick break at this time. I am with Krista Jones, who is the agency manager for Helping Hands Healthcare, but she is also one of the co-chairs and founders of the Senior Education Lifestyle Show. I'm Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and we'll be right back.
Come to the one-stop shop, Senior Education Lifestyle Showcase, July 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at the Grand Ballroom at the Paradise Hotel and Casino in East Peoria, Illinois. This event is open to the public. There will be free food and admission. The first 100 attendees receive a free goodie bag. For more information, call Krista at 309-657-3929. Don't gamble with the future of your health. Know your choices.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. It's terrific to have you joining us today. And we are so blessed. We have Krista Jones in the studio with us, and she is talking about the Senior Education Lifestyle Show, which is going to be held on Saturday, July 25th from 10 to 2 o'clock at the Paradise Hotel and Casino that is conveniently located on Blackjack Boulevard in East Peoria. And we were just talking about the event itself, but then on our break, Krista and I were talking about some of the vendors that are going to be there. And I think it's important for you to know, because when you're looking at planning or just kind of thinking ahead or working with somebody right now, this is your one-stop shop to take care of everything. So, Krista, what are some of the vendors and who that are going to be there?
Well, we're going to have Ensley Sedgwick Murphy Funeral Homes that can tie in with pre-planning. Mm-hmm. We'll have Morningside of Washington, which is a retirement community for assisted living. Of course, Helping Hands Home Healthcare will be there speaking on DNR status. We also will have Vitas Healthcare also talking about palliative care that's coming into our area more.
Mm-hmm.
We have skilled nursing facilities. We actually have Illinois Eye Center that will be there, and they will be hitting on glaucoma screenings, and that was a big hit last year.
Mm-hmm.
Peterson Healthcare of Macomb's going to be there. Living by Your Design will be there for any of your VA questions that you have.
Right, and you know what? One moment. Many of you know Steve Butis, who has been on air several times now with Healthy You. That is Living by Your Design. And remember, Steve said on air several times, plan, plan, plan. This is your time to plan and come meet Steve personally at this event. Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt, but when you said that, I just had to jump on board there.
Yeah. Also, Hallmark Nursing Center will be there, Lutheran Hillside Village, Heartland of Peoria. The Peoria Senior Net actually is new to our event this year, and they do help seniors with technology. So stop on by and see Ron.
Oh, that's neat. Okay.
Yes, you know, coming from, I say the old ages, but coming to the new ages, technology is more, and they actually hold classes for seniors, which is a great for the community.
You know, I probably should take some of those classes. I'm having computer problems myself, and definitely today. And so, again, it is free admission. And now, will there be food there? And
yes, absolutely. In the morning, we'll have like a refreshments for breakfast that will tie into the afternoon. We have cheese and crackers and coffee and iced tea, you know, especially if it's hot outside, you know, it's cool inside. Or maybe it might be raining, you know. So this is a great event to come to just to get out of the cool or the rain.
Right.
So, yeah. And it's like I said, again, it's free admission.
Okay. That's good. And, of course, there will be door prizes too. But remember, you have to register in order to do that. And register is very painless to do that. So the vendors then are going to share their information. And, of course, you have a variety of them, and you had some of them listed. So I'm also wondering about your speakers. Speakers are supposed to be available. What kind of topics?
Well, I'm actually going to be holding a presentation on DNR. That's your code status. A lot of seniors don't realize what that is. It's also great that their children come with them too, because they will also be able to learn what their parents want, or maybe even themselves when they get to that age that they need to start talking about it. DNR status, you know, has a couple choices on your DNR status. Mm-hmm. It's just not do not resuscitate.
Okay.
So it'll be a great presentation. And I've actually done a tour in the retirement livings on it and educated a lot of the seniors. So I felt that this would be something to educate the baby boomers on also.
Right. Well, it is a hot topic. And people need to know that because too many times it's too late and people don't know or they've never even discussed it. You know, the same with having a will or any kind of arrangements. What other speakers will be there?
We'll have Vitas. They'll be speaking on palliative care that I said that is coming more into the area, not just hospice topic, but they'll also be speaking about palliative care. Murphy Sedgwick Funeral Home will be talking about pre-planning.
Mm-hmm.
We want to pre-plan. I don't want my children planning my funeral for me. Mm-hmm. So it's really important, and that's available, you know, to know what you want. And then your children, you know, at that time, it's emotional. And at least they'll have a road, you know, to start with of what you want.
Right, right. Because a lot of times when you're emotional, you're not going to make the best decisions.
No, you're not.
So it's good to plan ahead on many of these things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And also, Morningside of Washington will also be there speaking on retirement living and assisted livings.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about just briefly, our listeners might be, what does all this mean? So in kind of a nutshell, Krista, what is assisted living?
Assisted living is a place that you can go to. You're still independent. You're mm-hmm. independent, but you don't have the maintenance of the yard and the snow removal, as we all know how Illinois winters can be.
Yes.
You're cooking. You don't need to cook. You know, you can still drive your car. You can have animals with you. It's just a step down from home. And what I really enjoy about going into the assisted livings is it's social. You're not losing that social mm-hmm. as a senior, mm-hmm. you know, that can bring on depression.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's so important to remain social because I think for a lot of people, that's what keeps them going.
It is. It is absolutely young at heart, Kim. Young at heart.
Exactly. And they still want to have that social. Now, also, too, people are going to be talking about, quote, retirement homes. So can you talk to that a little bit?
Retirement homes are pretty much the same as assisted living. You know, it's just depending on the community that you go into.
Mm-hmm.
The retirement homes is pretty much independent living, where assisted living, you have somebody there. Rather it be a CNA or just a floor tech that you can call on for help if needed. A
mm-hmm.
Little bit more nursing involved to keep an eye on your care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I think a lot of times people get confused. And, you know, we have come a long way, you know, as what we can provide for baby boomers, seniors, as far as care and choices. And I think a lot of people have that nursing home stigma of just, you know, not very positive memories. So I think that if people come here, they can learn and see that there are different opportunities. And, you know, there are a lot of positives and not just the negatives. Now, are there special instructions for attendees to know about what testing will be offered, et cetera?
Yes. Actually, the Wellmobiles will be there. Methodist Proctor Unity Point Wellmobile will be there. They will be doing glucose screenings, which means if you do want to have your glucose checked, you do need to fast 8 hours prior to coming to the event.
Okay. And so if you haven't done that, you can't do that screening successfully.
That is correct.
Okay.
And they will ask you. They have nursing students there. They also have nurses there performing these screenings.
Mm-hmm. And so do you just wait in line or something for those?
It's actually kind of cool how we have this set up. We actually have – it's kind of like a clinic, like a health clinic. Of course, Wellmobile will be there. Illinois Eye Center will be there. Helping Hands will be doing a balance screening. And you just – it's kind of set up like – a clinic, like I said, there's chairs that you sit in and you will be called up when it's your turn. So there's not a lot of confusion. So they're not being rushed with people. It's kind of like a little doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually out in front of the grand ballroom for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is really good to know because I think a lot of people think, oh, there are going to be tons of people in line. But if it's going to be handled, it'll move fairly smoothly and quickly then to get people through and get the information that they need. Good. Now let's talk again about the benefits that the attendees will get.
It's just that I feel like if
you know where to go in healthcare now. Mm-hmm. You're not making them decisions when the time comes and you're in crunch time to make these decisions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what about the first 100 guests? I think that they're entitled to a goodie bag, I believe.
That is correct. The first 100 attendees will receive a goodie bag with all the our vendors on it. And they're really nice. I actually still use some from last year for my grocery bags.
There you go. So, there you go. We so, like yeah, recycling.
Exactly. And you'll have all kinds of goodies in there from the different vendors that are participating in the Lifestyle Showcase.
Okay. And then also if you signed up then, I mean, you get the health checks, the door prizes, but you also get the $10 in slot money for the casino.
Yes.
If you want to do that.
Everybody will get that as long as they turn in the registration form.
Okay. Good. Good. And just again, why are you having this event? I think it's really important to really reiterate to people of the why.
Well, it's not a profit to Jessica and I at all. I feel like we're, as a clinician working out in the field, that I get phone calls, people that are desperate. And so I really feel that this is a benefit to our community, that we can bring everything under one roof, that we can, like you were saying, you're not going to get an operator or somebody that speaks the language you don't understand.
Right.
You can actually see people and they talk to you face to face. I believe a touch is means more to somebody, an elderly person especially, than anything.
Mm-hmm. And I think this day and age, too, if you know somebody really cares and is sincerely sharing information with you, it is most helpful. Now, who all can come to this event? Again, I think people need to realize that it really is for everybody.
It's for everybody. It's for all of our surrounding communities. Please bring. We had children there last year with their grandparents, you know, baby boomers, you know, seniors themselves. It's open to the community. It is not just for seniors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really like to get that point across. I plan to be there, Krista. I look forward to it. And I know that Healthy Cells magazines will have some magazines out there, too. And also, in the July issue of Healthy Cells magazine, you will see a large centerfold ad about the event. And they also have an article to go with it. So if you want to know more detail, definitely check that out and pick up the magazine or visit. Visit us online. Krista, we're going to have to start wrapping things up. This is just such a great opportunity for people. Now, your sponsors, let's thank them again.
I appreciate the sponsors because actually they're the ones that are able to make this event happen, along with Jessica and I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And who are those sponsors again?
Our silver sponsors are Illinois Eye Center, Peterson Healthcare of Macomb. Our bronze sponsors are Living by Your Design, Hallmark Nursing, Lutheran Hillside Village, Heartland of Peoria, Peoria Senior Net, Beltone Hearing Care Center, Health Insurance Agency, and a big, great thank you to our gold sponsors, Ensley Sedgwick Funeral Chapel, Morningside of Washington, Helping Hands Home Healthcare, and Vitas Healthcare.
Yeah, I think that is really terrific. And do you have any closing words of advice? Somebody may be thinking, you know, why do I need to, you know, go to something like this or take my mom or grandmother?
I just feel like don't gamble with the future of your health care. Know your choices, Kim.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, everybody, I would like to thank Krista for coming in and sharing her time with us to tell us about this wonderful event that is coming up. And again, Krista is the agency manager for Helping Hands Healthcare. So she really has a care and skin in the game, as they say, for something like this. And also, too, for Jessica Clark, who has helped with this very much. Now, so you know, the Senior Education Lifestyle Showcase will be held on Saturday, July 25th, 10 to 2 o'clock. And that's going to be at the Grand Ballroom of the Paradise Hotel and Casino located on Blackjack Boulevard in East Peoria. Very easy to get to. Now, if you have questions for Krista, she is happy to answer them. The number is area code 309 309- 309-657-3929. Let me please repeat that for you. Area code 309-657-3929. Also, again, be sure to check out the Senior Education Lifestyle Showcase ad in Healthy Cells Magazine and also their article if you want more details. And also, I just want to thank everybody who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. You're so special and important to us. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, hosting Healthy You. Be sure to pick up your copy today at one of our over 800 locations serving the greater Peoria metro area. And now you can read the magazine online and have it sent monthly to your email address. Just go to HealthyCellsMagazine.com, select the greater Peoria metro area edition, and sign up. Also, be sure to visit and like us on Facebook, too. If you want to hear any of the past Healthy You radio shows, just head to the Healthy Cells Magazine website again, and you'll find them archived there, so you can take them anywhere with you. Well, until we're together again next Saturday, God bless you, and be in your best health now.
Come to the One-Stop Shop Senior Education Lifestyle Showcase, July 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at the Grand Ballroom at the Paradise Hotel and Casino in East Peoria, Illinois. This event is open to the public. There will be free food and admission. The first 100 attendees receive a free goodie bag. For more information, call Krista at 309-657-3929. Don't gamble with the future of your health. Know your choices.